This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, February 8th, 2018. We will begin learning Mishnayos in Sota. Learn the first three Mishnayos in the first chapter of Mishnah Sota. So again, just a little bit of background. The Sota is described in Parashat Naso. And that's the woman, the suspected adulteress. She has to drink the waters. We put Hashem's name in, right? The trial by fire, if you will, to see if she was unfaithful. But there are two stages. And again, this podcast, not the format for, the equity of such a trial, one-sided nature. If anyone's interested, again, please contact me, offline, email, phone, whatever you like. But the process is a two-stage process. First, the husband has to literally be mekane, right, which means to warn, suspect, but means right, literally be jealous or zealous for where he sees his wife, in seclusion with another man. And then he has to say, listen, please, honey, cut it out. That's really not appropriate. Please don't do it again. And then, right, there has to be witnesses or a claim of stira, right, that indeed she went ahead even after that and secluded herself with another man again. And at that point, right, and they're there long enough for something to happen, we're concerned she was unfaithful, and then the drinking of the waters can happen. So the first Mishnah is a dispute as to, right, what type of testimony is required for each stage of the process. So Mishnah Aleph, Hamekane Leishto. A person performs this kinoi where he says, honey, cut it out. Stop being in seclusion with this guy. Rabbi Lozer Omer Mekane La Pishnayim, Umashka Al Pi Eid Echad Al Pi Atzmo. So Rabbi Lozer says the initial warning has to be with two witnesses, but the second claim can be with one witness or even by himself where he says, listen, I saw you. Right, sneaking off to that hotel room with Yankel. If there were two witnesses initially for the kinoi, you can have one witness or just the person himself make the claim that will bring you to drink. Rabbi Shua Omer Mekanel Al Pishnayim Umashkel Al Pishnayim. Rabbi Shua says no. Both stages in the process have to have two witnesses to the kinoi and two witnesses to the stira, two witnesses to the warning, and then to the violation and the subsequent seclusion. All right, Ketzad Mekanela, right? How does it work? What do you say? So Amala Bifnei Shnayim, he says to his wife before two witnesses, Al Tadabri Imish Ploni. All right, please don't talk to this guy anymore. All right, I see you sneaking off with him. I see you converting. It makes me a little bit nervous here. Please stop talking to him. So if that could be the kinoi, but if Vidibra Imo, if she simply goes ahead and continues to talk to him, so that's no violation. Adayin Himuteras Levesa, Muteras Lachol B'Truma. She's allowed to come home, she's allowed to be with her husband, she's allowed to eat Truma if she's married to a Kohen. But if he says, listen, honey, please stop talking to Yankel, it's not so kosher. And then she not only talks to him, but Nichdasa Imo Leves HaSeser. She, sneaks off with him to somewhere private. Vishasai Mokide Tumma, and she stays there long enough for there to be impurity, for them to have relations. Right. Then at that point, Asura Levesa, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband at that point. He suspects her of having been adulterous. The Asura Lechal Betruma, and she can no longer eat Truma if she is married to a Kohen. Ve'imes, and if the husband dies, Choletzes velomis yabemes, right? She can perform chalitza if she dies and there are no children, and there is a brother, right? She has to perform. She has to do the spinning in the shoe ceremony, the chalitza, but she cannot, right? Because there is this detachment, she cannot perform yibum with the brother-in-law. And then Mishnah Gimel tells us ve'elu asuros melechol betruma, right? These are right, the ones who are not allowed to eat truma in our circumstance. Ha'omeres tamea anilach. Right, a woman who says, I am tame. Right, I went and had the affair. Shebo edim shehi tamea. Or witnesses came that she had the affair. V'haomeres eini shosa. When a woman who says, listen, I'm not interested in drinking. Maybe she maintains her innocence, but she's not interested in drinking the water. So at that point, she cannot eat truma. She gets divorced and she loses her ksuva. Shabala eino rotel hashkosa. If the husband does not want to force her to drink the water, that's his prerogative. And then she goes, they get divorced, and she does get the ksuva. Ushabala ba'ala baderech. A strange case. What happens? The guy gets very, you know, he suspects, and it's terrible, and don't be with Yankel, and don't, you know, be in secret with Yankel. And then she goes ahead and does it again, and on their way to drink the sota waters, he has relations with his wife. Right? At that point, right, since it was prohibited and he's also at fault and guilty, the sota waters don't work. We don't make you drink the waters. So ketzad osela, right? What's the suggestion? Molicha lebeisdin shibosa makam. You go to the beisdin in that place. Or most from those shnei tamil chachamim, right? And then on the journey, right, to the kohen, you send along two Tamidei Chachamim, two sages for the journey to make sure that nothing happens on the way. Shema Yavo, Alei Baderech, because maybe, he still loves his wife and he's going to have relations with her on the way and that's going to ruin the whole process. Rabbi Huda Omer Ba'al Onem Analei. Rabbi Huda says, no, the husband is trusted, right? If he's already initiated the sota process, we're not so worried. He's going to go ahead and sleep with her. He's trusted to say that, right, to not only to say, but he's trusted that that's not going to happen on the way. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.